Sportsnet 650.
Well, it was tragic news, surprising news to everybody, and we do appreciate that the voice of the Blue Jays and really the voice of baseball that people have heard for so many years is Dan Schulman, and he joins us now. Dan, thank you for this. We sit in this industry on a different city, and we talk of Roy Halladay and highlights, but we really don't get to know the man. You would have been fortunate with all you've done. Just tell our listeners, if you can, maybe more about the man than the pitcher first off.
Yeah, well, when I was covering the Blue Jays, it was his early years. He broke in 98, and my last year doing their games regularly until last year when I came back was 2001. So it was during his younger years, and then the year he got sent down and the year he came back. And Roy wasn't a guy who really let people get to know him all that well. He was intensely private, a creature of routine. You never saw Roy Halladay just sitting in the clubhouse on his stool doing nothing. He was always working, always, always, always working to get better. He wasn't an outgoing guy. At least we in the media didn't see him laugh a lot. But what you knew about him was you could tell if you saw him with his kids who were, and I saw him with his kids just a couple of months ago when he was inducted into the Canadian Baseball Hall of Fame, whether he was talking about his kids, whether he was talking with a teammate, talking with a coach, talking with a fan. You could see he was just a person of immense character. I mean, he was very serious, but he was such a good person and respected by everybody who dealt with him. I mean, his teammates respected him, fans adored him, revered him. And, I think I can speak for everybody in the media when I say we all respected him tremendously because of how hard he worked, and it was never about him. He never, ever, ever made anything about him. He was as humble a person, I think, as I've ever covered. And this is an enormous tragedy for his family, first and foremost, obviously, but a huge loss in the extended baseball family as well.
Dan, you mentioned that he never made it about him, even when he was at the peak of his playing career with the Blue Jays, and the Blue Jays were not a very good team. He never wanted to put the profile on him and ask for out of town or to go out of town. What was it about him that really was just so focused on being the best he could be? You saw that up close and personal.
Yeah, well, I think it goes back to 2000 when he got sent down to the minors when he had an ERA over 10 and he was struggling so badly, and the Blue Jays sent him all the way down to A-ball. And he decided he had to overhaul everything, his mechanics, but even more than that, or just as much as that, the mental side of the game. He always talked about a book written by a sports psychologist named Harvey Dorfman and how often he read that and how big an influence that was on him. And he came back a singularly focused individual. He really did. What he did in 1 year from mid-2000 to mid-2001 in his mechanics and his psyche was really remarkable. And I think he came back understanding how to tune out the noise and how to stay in the moment. And all that mattered was execute the next pitch. No matter what happened, execute the next pitch. And what I loved about him more than anything was, with rare exceptions, a playoff game, a no-hit or something like that, no matter what was going on, he would get the third out and he would just walk off the mound with his head down. I mean, he just carried himself. He never pounded his chest. He never, taunted any. I mean, he was the furthest thing from that. He just stuck to business. And that's the way that he felt he had to do it to be the pitcher that he wanted to be. And for 6 or 7 years, he was about as good as any pitcher was out there.
It sounded by what we've been on the air, Dan, since this news broke, but what we've been trying to hear in between breaks, it sounded like Roy Halladay, after finishing a baseball career, which was outstanding, wasn't necessarily the type of individual that was going to tell you who he was. He was just proud to be. That was one part of my life. And as you may have mentioned, more about a father and his passion for flying than, hey, you may know who I am. Would that be fair?
Yeah. As soon as he retired, like, it's not like anybody said, boy, I wonder if Roy Halladay is going to wind up in TV or on radio or anything. Like, everybody knew that. That was not going to happen. He had, and I don't want to come across as someone who knew him really well, but I covered him when he played, and I caught up with him a couple of months ago at the Canadian Baseball Hall of Fame at an event they had in Toronto. And he always loved flying. His dad was a pilot. He grew up with it. And, I mean, he told me how much he loved flying, but he was coaching both of his boys. And if you go to his Twitter feed now, and maybe you guys have, you've seen pictures of him with, I think, his younger son as they just won a tournament or something like that. And he's coaching them, and he's right in the middle with the kids. in the middle of the picture. And all he wanted to do was go be a dad and go fly planes. Those were the two things that he really loved to do. You know, he, as a guy who was away from home as much as all professional athletes are, he wanted to, you know, move headlong into the next stage of life. And the tragedy is for him and his wife and his sons, he didn't get a chance to do it for more than just a few years. Again, it's hard to put into words what a tragedy this is.
Having grown up in the 90s myself and listening to your calls and watching Roy Halladay play, it seemed like he was a guy that he was just, when you gave him the ball, that there was a guaranteed chance that he might win. And it seems like the outpouring of support for the family at this time as well. You have his peers like Vladimir Guerrero wishing the family, you know, thoughts and prayers at this time. But is he well respected among his peers as well, as far as like, you know, players of his time or and young players today?
Oh, unbelievably. I tweeted out a little while. I don't think I've ever covered anybody who was as respected by fellow players and revered by fans as Roy Halladay was. And again, it was because, you know, and everybody's different, but it was because there was no ego. It was, and on the inside, sure, he knew he was good and he wanted to be good, but he just, he worked so incredibly hard. He meant so much to younger pitchers. They couldn't keep up with him in his workouts. And all he wanted to do was take the ball, put the team on his shoulders, and go nine innings. He led the league. He led his league, either American League or National League, depending on which team he was with, in complete games seven different times. I mean, he was an absolute horse. He wanted to pitch the big games. And again, this is from a guy who was sent down to A-ball in his third year, not his first year, in his third year in the major league. So, yeah, he was universally respected by teammates and opponents alike. Everybody looked up to Roy Halladay.
Dan, we appreciate this on short notice. I know we wanted to talk to you about the World Series and all that, but the world moves on, and we appreciate you sharing your thoughts with the listeners on Roy Halladay and what he was as a person and as a player in Major League Baseball. Thank you so much for this.
You're welcome.
All right, there's Dan Schulman, voice of the Blue Jays. Covered the Jays, called their games when Roy came up.
Sportsnet 650.